USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republican John McCain is against Gina Haspel becoming the CIA director, urging colleagues to vote against the nominee because of her involvement in harsh interrogation after 9/11. Now a Fox Business Network host is apologizing after an analyst for the Business Network and Fox News slammed the Republican senator. Retired Air Force General Thomas McInerney saying in an interview yesterday that torture worked on McCain, and that's why he's against Haspel's confirmation.
The fact is it worked on John. That's why they call him Songbird John.
The general referring to a debunked theory that McCain had given up information to his captors during the Vietnam War. While saying at an Indiana rally last night that his administration is, quote, rockin', President Trump warns Republicans against being complacent or Democrats could regain control of Congress this November. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
More lava and more gas being spewed by more fissures from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. A civil defense official says,
it seems like the cracks are spreading. I took the legislators out there today just to show them how wide an area of cracks it is.
And as that happens, experts are now warning that the summit of the volcano could blow soon, an actual eruption that could send lava, ash, and rocks the size of refrigerators raining down on that residential neighborhood and beyond. Scientists say it could happen in a matter of weeks or a matter of days with very little notice. President Trump is scheduled this afternoon to unveil details of his plans to cut the costs of prescription medicines. Senior White House officials say the president's plan aims to increase competition and also to improve negotiation of drug prices while cutting out-of-pocket costs for consumers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Federal Communications Commission's fining a Florida man for making millions of robocalls. The FCC announcing it's levying a $120 million fine against Adrian Abramovich. Commissioners say the Miami man made almost 100 million of those calls to people over just a three-month period in 2016. Investigators say he used spoofed phone numbers to make the calls appear they were legitimate. Spoofing is a practice that uses people's phone numbers to trick consumers into answering the phone and hearing that recorded advertising message. The Trump administration is now cutting off funding for a NASA research program that tracks greenhouse gases. Science Magazine reports the administration won't fund any new research under the carbon monitoring system. The program, known as CMS, tracks the flow of carbon dioxide all around the planet to check on improvements and failures of efforts to cut pollution linked to climate change. A NASA spokesman telling the magazine the administration is canceling the $10 million program because of higher priorities when it comes to the science budget. And SpaceX will make another attempt to launch a satellite today. Yesterday's planned launch of the upgraded Falcon 9 rocket was scrapped just seconds before launch time. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.